Boss Hole Chronicles are brought to you by Real Good Ventures, a talent optimization firm helping organizations diagnose their most critical people and execution issues with world-class analytics. Make sure to check out all the resources in the show notes and be sure to follow us and share your feedback. Enjoy today's episode.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the Boss Hole Chronicles, where we never want to waste a good opportunity to learn from a bad boss. And we are all about the prevention and intervention of boss hole-ish behavior. But more than that, we are about helping people find fulfillment and success in their work. And this conversation, this podcast is geared toward people who have responsibility for the performance of others and have the potential to be a boss hole. So it's good to be with you. I'm Sarah Best, your co-host. And lucky me, I'm joined today by my co-host who was out on assignment last week, John Brower. Welcome back. How are you today?
I'm good, Sarah. I'm sorry that I missed your interview with Jeff, and I'm so excited for our listeners to hear him coming up in January. It's going to be amazing. Jeff Blair, make sure you listen in. But it's good to see you. It's great to be here.
You too. And the subject matter today, John, is powerful and important as we wrap up 2022. We would be remiss if we didn't create an opportunity to position some ideas for our listeners as we head into 2023. So let me toss it over to you and you can share this topic.
All right. I'm happy to do that, Sarah. You know, I can't believe this is our last episode of 2022. Mm-hmm. And as people are, you know, given to do at the end of the year, and as we get ready for the New Year's holiday, making resolutions. And we thought, okay, let's list out some boss hole resolutions for 2023. What are some things that our managers out there that are struggling? And again, I am quite convinced that we have managers, supervisors out there that are listening, business leaders that are listening, that are saying, oh my gosh, I hope I'm not in the boss hole zone. I don't want my managers to be in the boss hole zone. And we thought, you know what? There are some really solid resolutions that they could make moving into 2023. And we thought, hey, let's just do a quick episode about that. So if you want to share it with somebody you love, who's a manager, who you think might be struggling with boss hole-ish behavior, feel free to do that. But, you know, before we jump into the resolutions, Sarah, you've got a really insightful take on the word resolution. I'd love you to share that with everybody.
Well, John, thank you. My take is I don't like it. I don't like the word resolution.
Yeah.
I guess because it sparks in my mind, in short order, you know, a recollection of all the times I've started a new year and proclaimed, you know, all the things I'm going to do and really didn't have success in doing any of them. And I think for me, words that fit better and inspire more commitment would be like commitments or intentions. Although resolution has to do with resolve, I think they're all good, but I thank you for just calling out that for me, these are intentions and commitments that we make as we move into the new year.
Absolutely. Cause you can't be alone on that. I mean, you look back and you think, oh, here are all the things I resolved to do and I didn't do them. So, okay, whatever word you want to use to really instill in yourself that motivation to see these things through. And what we're going to give you today are six really solid, very easy things to do to lift and elevate your leadership capabilities and enable you to be a more effective manager and of other people. And it's not hard to do. So just take these as they're intended, is to help elevate people out of the boss hole zone. So you want to jump in? Can I just go ahead and share the first couple?
Why don't you fire away, John?
Okay, I'm going to do that. So number one on the list is I'm going to work on my self-awareness in 2023. So in this podcast, you know that we have a number of different diagnostic tools that help people really understand and get great clarity into self-awareness. Now, obviously, predictive index is one of those. Sarah, one of the areas in which you specialize is emotional intelligence. But whatever psychometric tool or assessment you use, it just make sure it's a valid, reliable tool and get that objective data and really embrace that idea of self-awareness. I mean, go through that analysis and understand what are your strengths and what are your cautions or blind spots that really need to be addressed. It's just a crucial first step. It has to start with that.
And I would agree, John. And growing self-awareness isn't as difficult as people might think.
Right.
You know, to the tools, the assessments can provide valuable data, reflecting, journaling, reading important books that spark different mindsets and allow you to explore different ways you view things. There's so many great tools, but just commit to growing your self-awareness. Good
yep.
stuff.
And for those of you, I mean, a lot of people have already taken advantage of this. Go into the show notes and there is a link in there for you to get your own reference profile from us. And you'll get a one-page description of your strengths, your potential traps, and that's a great place to start. Okay. Mm-hmm. Number two resolution.
Commitment.
Okay. My number two commitment for 2023 is I'm really going to focus on understanding my impact on other people. Mm. You know, it's one thing to have self-awareness, but I really need to be more introspective and understand what impact am I having on the people around me. And yeah. Sarah, you have a great suggestion to be able to get that. What would you suggest?
Ask for feedback.
There you go. Yeah.
Yeah. Ask the people around you. I was I was part of a professional development program. This was back earlier in my career. And one of the assignments was to go to somebody you respect and trust and ask them for feedback. And it happened to be about my parenting. So I went to our beloved neighbor up at our family's place in Canada. And he told me, he said, because I asked for feedback and he right. said, you know, you often say something, you know, make a statement or a threat, but you don't follow through with your kids. And I was like, oh, you're so right. So, you know, it was a little stingy and ouchy, but gosh, you know, when you go to somebody who's trusted and who loves you and respects you, they're going to tell you the truth. And chances are it's important truth. So mm-hmm. ask for feedback.
I think that's great. And as we say, feedback is the oxygen of engagement. So, you right. know, that love and trust, that's a critical part of it too. You may be in a situation where people are a little bit hesitant, but as Sarah said, find somebody that is really willing to give you that feedback and breathe that in. That's a phrase Sarah uses. And I love that. Just breathe it in and receive it and listen actively for that. That's great. So your impact on other people. Okay. Number three, I'm going to do the first three and then Sarah's going to do the final three. This one is really learn about your direct reports. Invest the time to learn about the people that are on your team. And I'm not just talking about, like we say, their briefcase, what are their credentials and what's their resume say. I'm talking about really understanding their drives, their needs, who they are. And again, those tools that are out there, those psychometric tools can be so helpful in you understanding a whole different level of who they are and how they're wired.
Mm-hmm. I would add the value that comes from more deeply understanding who you have just gives you more options
right.
to choose from when it comes to, you know, leading them and supporting them in the way they need to be supported.
Yep.
So it just means we have to suspend the typical stories that we generate in our mind and make a lot of assumptions, us human mm-hmm. beings. We're meaning-making machines. So, you know, when we watch how a person behaves or we, you know, notice things about what they wear or what stuff they believe in, then we start to make assumptions about how they are and who they are. And that's unfounded. We have to just more deeply understand the way they work and what they need from us to be successful.
As you say, we start to tell stories in our head. We start to make up stories about them in our heads that mm-hmm. many times are just unfounded.
Absolutely. Good ones.
All right. So I'm going to turn it over to you. What are some other commitments, intentions that our boss holes should be making for the new year?
Or our potential boss holes, because it's important.
That's
yeah,
true.
It's important to remind our listeners that we truly believe no one was born to be a boss hole.
Right.
You know, we just, hey, I've been a boss hole. I've worked for boss holes. We all have, you know, like we're an inch away from the boss hole zone in most cases. So number four of our six intentions or commitments for boss holes in the new year would be to lighten up. Mm-hmm. First on yourself. Lighten up on yourself. Like I can't tell you how many people that are in supervisory, manager, or leadership kind of positions, and they're the toughest critic for themselves, which, you know, predisposes them to be very critical and tough on other people. Mm-hmm. But even if they're not, they may be exceedingly nice and forgiving and give a lot of grace to other people, but they just don't seem to be able to do that for themselves. And just such high standards and such intensity. So wherever possible, lighten up, find ways to dial back those high expectations you hold for yourself, because chances are they came from a long time ago anyways, and they don't really apply today. Mm-hmm. They're not relevant today. They're just old and stuck in our head and stuck in our brain. And so that's number four. And a close cousin to that is number five, mm-hmm. lighten up on others. Like lighten up, have a little more fun. And there are some people that we meet, John, who are super task focused. And it's not that they don't care about people, but they forget about the people part. And they're so focused on the work and they're comfortable doing the work and thinking about the work. That may not be everybody, you know, in our audience, but find ways to lighten up, have a little fun, laugh at yourself, laugh together, because that creates more of a safe environment. And we mm-hmm. know that psychological safety is kind of contingent upon this medium whereby people can say what they need to say and offer up questions and challenge things. But if we can't lighten up and laugh together, chances are we're probably not going to be able to do the tough stuff together very well either.
That's so true. You and I have heard this pretty regularly for the better part of the last 2 years. I mean, just the idea of exhaustion and burnout and fatigue.
Yeah. Yes.
And we have conversations with executives all the time to say, let's not be naive. You're feeling it too. And they would admit to feeling it. And I said, well, mm-hmm. everybody feels it in the organization. You're human. And if you don't acknowledge it and realize that, hey, there at some point we have to pull our foot off the gas and let our people breathe and rest and just help them be healthy. Because it can't be sustained at this level. Has been such a repetitive message that we've received. And the other part too, you know, when you talk about psychological safety, is the idea of destigmatizing failure. I mean, mm-hmm. allowing people to fail safely in the organization and make mistakes and bring them to you, and you can talk about it without them feeling like they're going to be punished or belittled because something went wrong. I mean,
right.
We have to extend that same level of grace. So yes, that I think if there's, that's such a powerful one for the new year, because people are feeling the pressure for sure.
Yeah, I would say so. Are you ready for the last, but not least, number six of our six ideas for intentions and commitments for Boss Holes in 2023?
Sister, I am ready. Let's hear it.
Well, the idea would be to find ways to spend more time with people who fill up your bucket and people who provide for you an acceptance, a love, a great positive vibe. And a simple way to do that in 2023 would be to spend, I'd say maybe 20, 30 minutes reviewing your calendar from 2022. Mm-hmm. Go through your calendar and you can kind of do the UGG test, I like to call it. Like you either are going to go, I love that person, or UGG, I really would do well not to have to see that person again. To be honest, you know, it's a good litmus test. But for the people who spark joy and that they were productive times and successful times, you want to start booking time with them now for 2023 mm-hmm. so that, you know, you actually create more opportunity to be surrounded by people who are positive and above the line. And, you know, they're people you can trust. It's pretty simple, but also gives you something to look forward to.
Sarah, is that also to say that for the people that kind of, this is going to sound so harsh, suck the life out of us?
Yes.
Maybe we don't invest as much with them in the new year.
That's a really great point, John. And if for some reason we have to invest time with them because it's required because of our job or our family, then maybe we could do a little bit of reflection and shift our mindset.
Right.
You know, we can't change the person. We can't change the circumstances necessarily or the relationship, but we can change our mindset about it. And sometimes we're going to need a little help doing that. So, John, right. I would just make a plug here for our listeners to not be afraid to reach out for some support and help, mm-hmm. a trusted friend, you know, a sounding board. Maybe you need to invest in a coach or even go see a therapist for a while, just so that you can, you know, explore limiting thoughts and hardcore beliefs that have, you know, like you described in the very beginning, John, that don't serve you very well anymore. Right. So it's not only a gift you can give yourself because you're going to feel better and you're going to mm-hmm. function better, but it's a gift you give the people you're responsible for because you're bringing your best self to the table.
Absolutely. And I don't mean to sound like a jerk, you know, the people that, when I say people that suck the life out of us, but let's face it, throughout our lives, you can reflect and look at relationships that have not been very healthy. I mean, mm-hmm. we all have those. And at some point we have to think, this isn't good for me. This isn't good for the right. other person. And it certainly isn't. It translates into the people that I love. And it's just not good to continue this. But those are hard decisions to come to, but that's mm-hmm. also part about what, you know, a new year brings, a new fresh start, perspective, intent, mm-hmm. and commitment. And that's why we wanted to share these with the listeners.
Well, and John, just to recap, I think it'd be important just to say, in case you missed the first couple ones, number one, grow your self-awareness. Number two, focus on your impact on others, which means ask for feedback. Number three, learn about what makes your direct reports and your team tick. Learn mm-hmm. about their wiring. Learn about who they are. Number four, lighten up on yourself. Ease up on those high standards. Number five, lighten up on others. Lighten up with others. Mm-hmm. Try to incorporate some fun and find places to laugh and enjoy each other. And then third, and then last but not least, spend more time in 2023 with the relationships and the people that fill you up and bring yeah. forward success and positivity and good outcome. Less time with the people who suck the life out of you.
Well, that's the beauty of being your business partner. I could spend all kinds of time with you and you fill my life up with yeah. all kinds of amazing stuff. So
samesies. Yeah. We're blessed in that regard.
Oh, we really are. We really are. And of course we've got Karen and all the other folks associated with Real Good Ventures and the Boss Hole Chronicles. And I think this is probably a good time just to extend our thanks to all of our listeners out there. We've been doing this, mm-hmm. gosh, just over 2 years. We're approaching 15,000 downloads. It really is amazing. The Boss Hole Transformation Nation is actually real. And mm-hmm. keep spreading the word, telling people about the podcast, sharing episodes. And by the way, go into the show notes. Something that we've started to do is we are now cross-referencing other episodes that are related, that have a topic connection with this particular episode. So, I mean, there are things that I will reference from previous episodes that I think will just take you back and say, oh, yeah. That will really be great for planning a new year. And speaking of planning for a new year, we have got an absolutely huge kickoff in 2023.
Yes, we do.
Sarah, woo-hoo. do you want to let our listeners know how we're going to kick off the new year?
Well, I want to leave them in suspense just a little bit, John, if we can.
Oh, okay. Okay.
There's a subject that we've been referring to quite often called psychological safety. And we have landed and conducted an interview with the diva herself. I'll just say that. Somebody who,
I like
who's
it.
Done the research and the work and brought psychological safety into our common language in the workplace. So that's coming in early 2023. Stay tuned. We're going to have some great resources to go along with that.
Oh, yeah. It's huge. And as you heard me mention at the top of the episode, Jeff Blair, you're going to hear him within a couple of weeks. It's a great episode that Sarah conducted. But stay tuned. And remember, if anybody has any of their own Boss Hole stories that you want to share with the rest of the Boss Hole Transformation Nation, just reach out and let us know. We'd be happy to get you on here. It's all done anonymously and in the right spirit. We don't want to be mean spirited in any way, but just be able to share these stories so that other people can learn from them. But Sarah, great year. Thank you so much. And always a pleasure working with you.
You too, John. And I would just encourage our listeners to really unwind if you can over the holidays, just a little bit here. Give yourself a break and some grace and some time to breathe and enjoy whatever happens to be part of your celebration. And just to, you know, gosh, you've done amazing things. Mm-hmm. The last 3 years have been quite hellacious. Let's just say that. And I just want to commend all of the managers and supervisors, all the people that are out there just trying to do a good job mm-hmm. and trying to create success for their teams and their organizations. So we thank you for being part of our audience and part of our Boss Hole Transformation Nation. And we will see you early in 2023.
We'd like to thank our guests today on the Boss Hole Chronicles. And if you have a Boss Hole Chronicles story of your own, please email us at mystory@thebossholechronicles.com. Once again, mystory@thebossholechronicles.com. We'll see you again soon.